Greetings. I'm Bill Clatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Cleveland Horton, who is Deputy Director of the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights. And Cleveland is here to talk to us about various things that the commission is doing to improve civil rights in our state, including a new initiative in real estate appraisals and a gala that's coming up. So, Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. It's always a great opportunity. And on behalf of the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, I want to thank you for the work that you do around fair housing and giving us this platform to be on your show today.
Well, thank you. That's first of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the commission?
I sure can. Our commission has been around since 1927. We were the Interracial Commission of Maryland at that point in time. We did not have any investigative or enforcement powers. Then, you know, in 1943, we were renamed to the Commission to Study Problems Affecting the Colored Population to bring to light the vast disparities in education between the white and black communities. Still did not have any staff or funding at that time as well. In 1951, our agency was rebranded to become the Commission on Interracial Problems and Relations to really deal with the nearly decade-long racial tensions that were happening in Maryland at the time. Then as time passed, and I would say due in large part to the national civil rights movement, our agency was renamed the Commission on Human Relations in 1969, and that was the first time that our agency was actually allotted a budget for paid staff and given enforcement authority. More recently, in 2011, our agency has been renamed the Commission on Civil Rights, which we know today, to really more accurately reflect all the great work that our agency does. And really, the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights represents the interest of the state to ensure equal opportunity for all through the enforcement of our anti-discrimination laws. And when we think about what areas those are, we do investigate complaints of discrimination in employment, housing, which we'll talk a little bit more about today, public accommodations, health services, commercial leasing, and state contracts.
Okay, great. Thank you. How can someone find out more information about the commission?
The best way to get more information about our agency is really to go to our website. Our website is mccr.maryland, and that's Maryland spelled out, .gov.
I guess as deputy director, that means you make everything work, right?
I like to think so, right? But I always tell people I really have the pleasure at serving as a deputy director to really just showcase and highlight the great work that all the staff here does. My primary responsibility really is to oversee all of our case processing efforts throughout the entire state. So making sure that we are monitoring trends and issues as it pertains to discrimination, ensuring that we are getting the proper resources to make sure that we can support the public and make sure that we are protecting the rights of every citizen here in Maryland, so everybody has a fair opportunity to work, play, and enjoy the life that we have here in the great state of Maryland.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you from the Baltimore area?
Born and raised. I'm born and raised here in Baltimore. Graduated with my bachelor's and master's degree from University of Baltimore. I went to high school at Lake Clifton. So Baltimore is always going to be home for me. So doing the work that we have the opportunity to do here at the agency is near and dear to my heart because I am a Marylander, and I do want to make the community that I grew up in and the state that I grew up in the best state possible.
Right, yeah, I married into Maryland, so I'm not going anywhere either. Until the good Lord calls me home, right?
I know that's right.
Until. And that'll be wonderful, but good Lord, not yet. Yep. The good Lord, not yet. Let's talk about your new initiative in tackling discrimination in real estate appraisals. What's up?
Yeah, so when we think about, housing appraisal bias, we know that, nationally, minority homes are undervalued by anywhere between $40,000 to $45,000. Our goal as an agency really has been to kind of figure out what part we can play in ensuring that individuals going through the home buying process are not facing biased home appraisals. In doing so, we've had a great partner in the Department of Labor, and specifically the Commission on Real Estate Appraisals, to really figure out how can we be more involved in complaints of housing appraisal bias. So, this has kind of been like a year-long project and conversation with them and crafting an MOU to ensure that every single housing appraisal biased complaint that goes through their agency will be sent over to our commission to investigate to ensure that discrimination did not occur. If it did occur, then of course we have full enforcement authority to follow up on those issues and to remedy the situation. So our agency has made housing appraisal bias a priority because we know that housing is fundamental to every single thing that we do. We consider housing to be the pillar of our society, right? We know that it impacts what school your kids go to. It impacts access to healthy food options, healthcare, employment. So we want to make sure that folks are getting their fair shot. And that they're not being faced with discrimination as they're going through the home buying process or the home selling process. So this is just us putting forward an initiative that will help us ensure or improve the housing appraisal process.
Thanks. The problem, of course, is as I'm sure you would agree, is that it's very difficult to do that, isn't it?
It is very difficult. It's difficult for a multitude of different reasons, right? Because most folks don't know if they've been a victim of that type of discrimination, right?
Right.
So we are really trying to pull forward. When we think about these types of initiatives, it's great to have the MOU that talks about the enforcement piece. But a part of that as well is really about what is the educational component in that. Because we need to make sure that we're educating consumers so individuals know how to maybe spot out appraisal bias, what to do if you feel like you've been a victim of appraisal bias, so that folks can be more proactive and really understand what their rights are, what to kind of look out for. And that's critical because if you have no idea, you can't report what you don't know, right? And we recognize that, and we want to make sure that we're doing our part as well to educate consumers around housing appraisal bias and what they can do if they feel as though they've been a victim of housing appraisal bias.
Let's talk about what that is. Let's talk about those warning signs. What should someone who's buying a house, selling a house, and of course that's going to involve real estate appraisal, what should they be looking for? What are some warning signs?
They should be looking at comps. They should be looking at sometimes the conversations if they are present during the home appraisal process. If there are certain statements being made by the housing appraiser and about the appraiser at the time that you feel are being discriminatory or negative towards a particular protected class, things of that nature. So if you know that houses in a particular area, because we know neighbors talk, in most communities, right? So if my neighbor Tom down the street just sold his house for $700,000 and my house is just as equal, if not even more, and now for whatever reason my house is being significantly underappraised, then you should be, asking for an appeal, which you can do through the lender, or investigating it further to ensure that you are not being a victim of housing appraisal bias. I always tell people it's always better to be safe than sorry. So if you feel like you've been a victim, you can always reach out to an enforcement agency such as the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights or reach out to the Maryland Real Estate Commission for housing appraisals and file an inquiry, right, to get someone to take a look at it to kind of ensure that you weren't a victim of housing appraisal bias. Again, it's always better to be safe than be sorry.
Yeah, I bet you would agree with me that basically because of the fact that African-American homes are devalued, undervalued, as you said, by $40,000 to $45,000, and that translates into a lot of money on a monthly basis. Whenever, I would almost say that at this point, whenever an African-American family or an individual is buying or selling something, selling some real estate, they should look at comps. They got to look at comps.
They should
look at what other things are going on there because there's a definite chance they're being biased against.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that, Bill. And that's why it's even more important for individuals to be protected by the right individuals through the process. That's why who you select as your realtor is very important because, we know just like any other profession, right? Every realtor isn't created the same, but it is very important for you to have a realtor that understands fair housing law to make sure that you're being protected throughout the process. Because they're going to have the most intimate knowledge around comps, and values of property. And you want to make sure that if you're in a situation where you feel like, there's some housing appraisal bias going on, that your realtor that you selected will spot that even before you do, and help you through the necessary process if you feel as though you've been a victim of housing appraisal bias. So representation is very, very important, which is why we always say it is very important when you are selecting a realtor to represent you through either the buying or selling process, that you're selecting one that is very familiar with fair housing law to make sure that you are being protected throughout this entire process.
Yeah, and what that means, I think, on a practical basis is that every African-American household that is buying or selling has got to have a conversation with their representative, realtor, whoever it is, about the possibility that there's going to be bias, and to have them look out for it rather than, you know, just assume they're going to do it because they're of the same race or because, you know, they talk nicely. You know, you ask them, are you going to do it?
Yeah, everybody should be taking proactive steps to make sure that folks are being protected through the process.
Yes, indeed. And it's important that folks protect themselves once again. Yep. It's like being a good consumer means protecting yourself and not assuming somebody else is going to do it for you.
Absolutely.
Yep. Let's talk a little bit in the minute or two we got left about your upcoming annual Civil Rights Gala. I know it's a great one every year.
Yeah, we have our upcoming gala, which will be Saturday, August the 24th, 2024, from 6 to 10 p.m. It will be at Maryland Live Hotel Ballroom. And really the purpose of our gala, the theme changes every year, but for this year, it's really going to be about celebrating milestones and talking about those pivotal moments, in history. This year we will be, honoring, Governor Wes Moore, Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller, the wonderful Comptroller of Maryland and Brooke Learman, our very creative and innovative Maryland Attorney General, Anthony Brown, the Superintendent of Maryland State Police, who was the first African American to hold that position, and Colonel Roland Butler. And we'll also be honoring, Lisa Rice, who is the President and CEO of the National Fair Housing Alliance, who has done great work in this fair housing space. And we want to lift her up and celebrate her, at our upcoming gala. We also will be having some rising star awards from elementary, middle, and high school. We will be highlighting and showcasing the youth when we think about from a civil rights perspective. So I think that you don't want to miss this gala, right? It is going to be better than any of the other ones. And I know we say that every year, but we wholeheartedly believe that this is really going to be a fantastic event of honoring, celebrating, and recognizing the pivotal moments that we've had in history and kind of where we're going in the future as it pertains to civil and human rights.
Yeah, very good point. Very good point. How can someone find out more information?
Folks can go to our website. Again, our website is mccr.maryland, and that's Maryland spelled out, .gov. And they can click on the link for the gala, and it gives them more information about the gala and also gives them a link to purchase tickets. The tickets are live, so you can purchase tickets now. Currently, our tickets are $125 for general admission and $150 for VIP.
Okay, great. Thanks. Unfortunately, though, we're about out of time. Could you give us that contact information, please, one more time for example, someone has a question about whether they've been discriminated against in real estate appraisals or anything else in health or in public accommodations or health or any other part of housing.
Yep, I sure can. Our main number is 410-767-8600. Again, that's 410-767-8600. 8600. You can also go online to our website, which is mccr.maryland, and that's Maryland spelled out, .gov. And there's a whole host of information, contact information. If you feel like you've been a victim of discrimination, you can reach out to us directly through our website.
Great. Thank you so much, Cleveland. Thank you.
No,
That's all the time we have today, Living in Baltimore. I'm going to thank our guest, Cleveland Horton, who is the Deputy Director of the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, for being our guest today. Thank you, Cleveland. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.